Hi, I'm Deborah Lynn Dadd, and this is Toxic Free Talk Radio, where we talk about how to thrive in a toxic world. And we have to do this because it is a toxic world out there, but it's about to become less toxic. Oh my God, I read some very good news this morning, which is that the state of California has passed a new consumer products law. It's called the Safer Consumer Products Regulations, and it goes into effect on October 1st. They just passed this on August 23rd, and it's going into effect on October 1st. There's no delay here, my goodness. So what this is about is, quote, the regulations require manufacturers to seek alternative, safer chemical ingredients in widely used products. This is one of the first programs of its kind in the world. So now the state of California is saying, okay, you guys, if you're going to sell products in the state of California, they have to be safer. We're not going to allow these toxic chemicals. Now, of course, it's not going to be like on October 1st, suddenly all the toxic products in California are going to disappear from the shelves. There's a process, and they've identified a list of about 1,200 chemicals, toxic chemicals, that they don't want to have in consumer products. The first list of what those chemicals are, the first 230, I think it is, will be released sometime this month. And then manufacturers need to show the state of California that their products don't have these chemicals in them. This is going to be a process. It's going to be a big administration thing. But wow, I'm still stunned. I just read this morning and I'm still stunned. You can read more about it. I put it on my Green Living Q&A blog. If you go to toxicfreetalkradio.com, across the top, there's a navigation bar to other parts of my website. If you just click on Q&A, this is the first item on the Q&A blog this morning. It's wow. That's all I can say is wow, 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 wow. I'm very excited. Today is Tuesday, September 10th, 2013, and today we're going to talk about all natural beauty. My guest is Sharon Houghton, a licensed esthetician with over 30 years experience in the beauty business. She's the founder and director of the All Natural Beauty website, an amazing portal of information about natural beauty, as well as the most natural beauty products. Hi, Sharon.
Hi, Deborah. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm great. I'm so excited to be here.
Thanks.
Thank
I'm excited to have you be here, too. I just the first thing I want to ask you is, I opened up your websites this morning. One of them is, she has two. One is allnaturalbeauty.com, and the other is ANB Portal, like All Natural Beauty Portal. But ANB Portal doesn't seem to be opening.
Oh, no.
I have the address right? It's ANBportal.com.
Yeah, it's just probably an internet glitch. Keep trying.
Probably.
It'll be there.
Okay.
I'm sure it'll happen.
All right.
But
I'll keep trying
great.
To figure out the show.
That's great news, Deborah, what you just shared. That's amazing.
Isn't that wonderful? Yeah.
Yeah. I'm sorry I ever left California.
Well, you know, what happens in California will eventually happen in the rest of the country because, you know, I mean, this is like what happened with Walmart, too. When Walmart started saying you have to do to a manufacturer, you need to do this, whatever it happens to be.
Right.
Then
right.
Because they're selling at Walmart, they're not going to, like, make the products to be one way at Walmart and then sell them in another way in other places. And so when something like the state of California or a big retailer like Walmart says to a manufacturer, you need to do something to change your product, they do it.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the way things get changed all throughout the retail system because a manufacturer will only make it one way.
Right, right. But the news, just the fact that people will hear about this and rethink what they're using, whereas if they didn't talk about it, people would just keep blindly using those chemicals over and over and over.
Yes, yes. Well, I've been working for 30 years hoping that people will get the message and just not use these products, and then those manufacturers will either change or go out of business. But apparently they haven't all gotten the message yet. Many of them have, because we do have so many non-toxic products that we didn't have 30 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
But still, what we really need to do is have it, we as consumers shouldn't have to be worried so much about this. We shouldn't have to be trying to figure out which product is toxic and which one isn't. They should just all be non-toxic, and I think that's the direction we're going. This is just amazing. Just amazing.
Right, but for the time being, I think it's in our hands to educate ourselves about ingredients. You need to learn how to read labels.
I agree.
We just expect the government to take care of us. We expect these companies to protect us. But we're the ones that need to do this. We need to educate ourselves. That's why I created the site. That's one of the reasons. So if you go to the research area, you will learn how to do this.
Well, Sharon, before we get into talking any more about what you've been doing, tell us how you got into this. Why? What motivated you to put your sites together, and when did you do it?
Okay, well, I am from Southern California, as you mentioned, and I just always loved beauty. I was the one that always put makeup on my friends, and I always played with masks and potions, and I just had an innate love of beauty products. And so I started working in the cosmetic counters, so I was trained by the high-end cosmetic lines, and then I eventually became an esthetician, where I was trained by salon and beauty companies. So I know what's out there.
Esthetician. I think some people don't know what that is. So what is an esthetician?
That's somebody that gives facials and applies makeup and can do some body treatments.
Mm-hmm.
So basically people would come in and they'd lay down on my table and I'd relax them and I'd clean their face and give them a nice shoulder massage and send them out happy. And so anyway, to get back to this, what I did was eventually I moved to Pennsylvania, long story, but I moved with my husband to the middle of a horse farm. I was right in the middle of 300 acres of beautiful property and beautiful horses roaming around, and it was completely opposite of the life I led before, the hustle and bustle. And I had clients, I was busy, and I didn't have time to do anything. So to be out there without my clientele, my friends and family were still back in California, I had time to invest in my passions, like gardening, cooking. I've always loved researching and learning about herbs and aromatherapy. So I was able to put all this together and start making my own beauty products. And it wasn't just the, you know, like an avocado mask or something. They were more intense. I started infusing different flowers and herbs into oils. And I started coming up with these formulations that were so good, if I do say so myself. Mm-hmm. And they were better than anything I had ever used in my entire career. And I had been working with the best products out there. And it was at that time that I thought, whoa, this is incredible. What have I happened upon? And so the Internet was just getting started at that point. And I didn't even know how to send an email at that point. But I got online, and I was searching to see, is there anybody else out there doing what I'm doing? And this is at the end of the 90s. So I found a handful of people, and I could tell by their websites what was in their heart, and they felt like I did. They had happened upon something that was miraculous. Mm-hmm. And so that's when I thought, I think this is my new direction in life. This is what I have to do. There was just no two ways about it. I had time on my hands to learn about how to build websites, because I couldn't afford to pay anybody at that point. And I had all this time on my hands, so I researched, I went to the bookstores, I found all the books I needed, and I put together the All Natural Beauty website as a place for people to come and find out what I now knew to be incredible, and to lift up those that were making these products for all the right reasons. So I didn't do it for the money, I did it because I just was so enamored with what I experienced with these products, and not so much to get the toxins out, which we all know already is important, but to use products in their whole state or ingredients.
That's very important. We're going to talk about that more when we come back from the break.
Okay.
Great. You're listening to Toxic Free Talk Radio. I'm Deborah Lynn Dadd, and my guest today is Sharon Houghton, who runs All Natural Beauty website. We'll be back. Stay right there. You're listening to Toxic Free Talk Radio. I'm Deborah Lynn Dadd, and my guest today is Sharon Houghton. She has over 30 years experience in the beauty business, and she thought that she should put together a website to tell people about natural beauty after she had been working and trained in the regular beauty industry. So, Sharon, you know, I think about I'm coming from the perspective of that I want to have a life that doesn't have toxic chemicals in it, because that's where I started. That was the point at which I departed from the regular consumer scene. And so when I can look at products and I can say, okay, so here's the toxic ones and then here's the non-toxic ones. And then you kind of jump off a cliff and fly and go into this other whole area that isn't even about regular consumer products. And
it's true.
And so I see that, excuse me, I see that that's where you're talking about when you're talking about whole ingredients. And when you were describing you being on your land and growing things in your garden and infusing oils with flowers and things like that, those are like so elemental and close to nature that that just can't be duplicated in a product that's sitting on a shelf for months.
Right. Well, to some extent it can. You know, if it's a dry product or if it's a product that's been preserved naturally, there are different essential oils and natural ways to preserve. But basically, I like to think of it like food. And we don't give it a second thought when we keep our milk in the refrigerator. So if you have a product that you want to last for more than 6 months, or if you just want to really take good care of it, put it in the fridge. You know, it's not a big deal. It's a mindset. It's just changing your conscience over to one that says, I just don't want toxins anymore. I'm going to get rid of those. I'm going to start fresh. And then you find these products. Like I say, I mean, that's why I created the site, because I think there's about 35 manufacturers there right now on the A&B portal. And by the way, if the site is down, there's also the original site at allnaturalbeauty.us. So you can try that out if the other
and
one is.
And that's the same site, it's just a different URL?
Basically, it's the same, but it was an earlier site. So I started out as just U.S. manufacturers. And then I went over to more of an international type. So I'm going to be giving a little facelift to the original site. So that's why I wanted to send your listeners to the second site. But both are great. Both have basically the same information. And there are a few links over to the A&B portal site for, say, our experts and different things, the spotlights. But basically, you'll find what you're looking for. Wonderful vendors that make wonderful, completely natural products. And if I can also say that there's something for every budget there, you know, because I worked in the high-end retail market of beauty products, and you will not notice any difference in the higher-end products that are on this site. They have beautiful websites, they have beautiful packaging, their products are exquisite, they smell great, and then you'll have the more moderately priced. And maybe the website won't be quite as fancy or the packaging, but they're still all natural. They're still wonderful. And then, of course, as you mentioned, you can make your own, which you have simple ingredients from your own pantry. So it's all levels. It's
well, the thing that is so wonderful about this is that there's so much information on Sharon's site. It's that you can find all these different products that are already made. You can there's so many articles. It's like I have spent time on this site, and I'm sure that I still haven't seen everything, because you just go from one thing to the next, and there's so much to see and so much to look at. And I can tell from reading what she has here that she understands that she's looking for the most pure and has a viewpoint to bring us that.
Thank you.
So give us some examples of some of the products that you have featured on the site.
Well, you had Evan from Evan's Garden on the other day.
I mean,
she makes a fabulous line of products. She has household products, beauty, skincare, makeup, mineral makeup. We have mineral makeup product manufacturers. We have skincare. We have hair care, one of the most natural hair care lines I've ever seen, Sheer Miracle Organics. We have a fabulous line of sun care from Melonsol. Probably most people have not ever heard of Melonsol sunscreen.
It's now, I haven't. I yeah. started seeing it that during the break, and I went, oh, I should have them on my show.
You definitely should. He is wonderful. Michael Russ, he's wonderful. He has his own talk show. So, yes, you two need to get together. And let's see, we have body care, Wood Sprite Organic Body. They make such a gorgeous line of products. Right now they have their hot chocolate collection, which is just a treat. You get in your bathroom and say goodbye, family. You stay in there and use her hot chocolate line of everything from bubble bath to bath bombs that you throw in the bathtub and a beautiful body butter and a scrub. It's so good. It's funny, when I review products, sometimes I'll say to my husband, okay, I have to go now. I have to go do research. I'm working, and I go into the bathroom. Goodbye. Because this is the perk. This is the wonderful thing about my site, is that I love what I do.
Well, I can really tell. Yes.
That's great. Yeah, I'm passionate about it. I'm absolutely passionate about it. And I want it to grow. I want more vendors to come on that feel the way we do. And I want lots of your listeners and everybody that hears my voice to come on over to the site and learn why you need to go all natural with your beauty and grooming. And it is for men and women, because men groom too. And if I can read something real quick,
sure.
That I wrote down.
Wait a minute. We need to go to break. So
okay.
Let's do that, and then you can come back.
Sounds good.
You're listening to Toxic Free Talk Radio. I'm Deborah Lynn Dadd, and my guest today is Sharon Houghton, who has a great, all-comprehensive, enormous website about natural beauty at allnaturalbeauty.com, and we'll be back. You're listening to Toxic Free Talk Radio. I'm Deborah Lynn Dadd, and my guest today is Sharon Houghton, who has put together the All Natural Beauty website. It's just an incredible portal of so much information. I was just looking at it during the break, and all these places, I just click on each of the different stores that she's linked to, and each one, just everything looks so yummy. It just is...
Yeah,
looks like
are.
I feel like I want to put it on my body.
yeah, that's the beauty of this.
The beauty of it.
Really, yeah, no pun intended. That's what it feels like when you use them, and you're used to the other type, the synthetic version, and then you use this. Your body knows what to do with it.
Yes.
You know, it just makes sense. We're natural beings, so you put something natural on it, and it doesn't fight against it. It says, finally.
Yes.
Finally, you're giving me what I need to make your skin and hair and everything else glow and be perfect.
Yes.
I mean,
yes.
I've never had baby's butt skin like I have now. It's always good. I don't use a cleanser and then it feels dry afterwards. It's not screaming for that moisture.
Well, you know, I think a lot of beauty products are actually created so that one causes a problem that needs to be solved by another.
I agree.
And then you end up needing to buy a whole lot of products.
If you
think back into before the industrial world and people lived out in the wild or in agricultural communities, they washed their hair and they had, you know, used soap on their skin or whatever they did. And we didn't need all these products
that
we're using now. That if you were to just put a body out in the middle of nowhere, and, you know, wash your face with the...
And did less to it.
Yeah.
Right?
You know,
yes.
Just splash water from the stream on your face and,
right.
You know, it probably bodies would be totally healthy.
I agree.
We're not getting health from consumer products.
When you think about it, that's why we excrete oil. That's our moisturizer.
Yes.
Right?
Yes.
So we've come up with natural things that are like what the body does. And plus, even more things that are great, things that smell good naturally, products that are used that have essential oils in them, which are pure plant extracts. So there's just so many wonderful ingredients to use. I feel like a kid in a candy store when I go to the health food store, or when I go online and I go somewhere like Nature's Gift, who's on the site. They have all kinds of essential oils, and it's like a kid in a candy store. You go through and you go, I want to try that. And then you play with it. You put it in your shea butter and you whip it up and make a beautiful body butter. Or any number of recipes. That's something on the site. We have lots of recipes. Have you gotten to that page yet?
I think I did the other day. But one of the things I'll just warn people about this website is that sometimes it's hard to find exactly what I'm looking for. But there's so much information that it's like wandering through a new city. You know, that's what it's like. I think about sometimes when I travel, I'll just go to a city. Like I remember the first time I went to London, I just wandered around. I wasn't even looking for anything. I just wandered around, and around every corner there was something interesting to look at. And that's how I feel on your website.
Okay, but hopefully eventually London made sense to you, right?
It did. Eventually London made sense to me, yes.
I think that's what's going to happen with my site, but I totally agree with you. And so, the reason that it's not so easily navigated is simply because I made it myself. I'll be honest. So it is a bit piecemeal. It's not your slick site. If you want that, go over to one of the big ones, and you'll find really a slick, beautiful site. And that is why I'm giving the first original site its facelift in 10 years. So
if I wanted to find recipes on how to make my own natural beauty products, where would I look on your site?
Look under Homemade Beauty Recipes. It's in the main navigation bar. And when you get there,
To which site? On allnaturalbeauty.com?
No, that has a few recipes, but not the extensive recipes as the other sites. So if you can't get onto A and B Portal, go over to allnaturalbeauty.us.
Okay.
And look for Homemade Beauty Recipes.
Here's recipes.
Recipes, okay.
Okay,
and
good.
When you get there, you'll find our most popular page. Everybody comes to learn how to make beauty products. And it's categorized. You'll see that you can go under hair, skin, and body. Just click on one of those pictures, and you can find all kinds of recipes particular to those areas. Or you can click on a picture of bananas, or a picture of apples, or a picture of pumpkin. And that way, if you have extra bananas on hand, go there, find banana recipes. Or we have the whole list right there.
I'm just looking at the first one. It's called, under hair, it's called Cucumber Hair Drench. And it's for if you swim in a chlorinated pool on a regular basis, the damage that you've noticed happening to your skin and bathing suit is happening to your hair as well. So here's a treatment that you can make to keep chlorine damage to a minimum. One eggshell's worth of olive oil, and a quarter of a peeled cucumber, and you blend it all up and spread it evenly through your hair. Leave it on for 10 minutes and then thoroughly rinse. And, lavender rosemary hair oil. Doesn't this sound one? Rosemary honey hair conditioner.
Sounds good enough to eat, doesn't it?
All these things are nourishing our bodies. I mean, foods nourish our bodies when we eat them. Uh-huh. It makes sense that they would nourish our bodies when you put it on your body.
There's lots of recipes, and in fact, I'm putting all the recipes together, all the articles together. Everything's going to be very organized when I do the redo of the original allnaturalbeauty.us site. So stay tuned for that. Within, I'd say, the next month and a half to 2 months, it's going to be looking very good and very organized for you. Where it's at.
Sharon, it took me many years to figure out how to organize my information, and I still am working on that. I mean, that's a skill in itself, to organize all the wonderful information someone might have.
You're so right. You're so right.
So did you, you wanted to read something.
Oh, well, it was just a something from Dr. Samuel Epstein, who is a great advocate of getting toxins out of your life. And he wrote a book called Healthy Beauty. And I recommend that anyone that is interested in what's going on in beauty care and toxins, as it relates to toxins, to read this. I did a review of this book on the site. You can read that too. But in his book, he says,
wait a minute. I'm sorry. I have to cut you off because we have to go to another break. So we're going to, when we come back, we're going to do this first.
Okay.
You're listening to Toxic Free Talk Radio. I'm Deborah Lynn Dadd, and my guest today is Sharon Houghton, who wants to read you something from Dr. Samuel Epstein, and we're going to be right back, and she's going to do that. You're listening to Toxic Free Talk Radio. I'm Deborah Lynn Dadd, and my guest today is Sharon Houghton, who has put together an enormous and wonderful website called All Natural Beauty website, which is at allnaturalbeauty.com. And Sharon wants to read something, so we're going to get to it because there's no more breaks.
Everybody's dying to know by this point. Actually, it's one sentence from his book, and I just found it so profound I wanted to share it. Dr. Epstein says, most women use what amounts to over 40 different avoidable carcinogenic exposures daily.
Wow.
Yeah. And that includes hand soap, toothpaste, shampoo, conditioner, cosmetics, skincare, blah, 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 blah. Can you believe that? And all that can be avoided by using completely natural products. Think of all the what goes into your body that will no longer be going into your body, and what a healthy difference that would make.
Well, I use all natural cosmetics and beauty products, and I have for 30 years. And so I'm not being exposed to those carcinogens, but I think most women are. And the thing is that it's so easy. And not only is it so easy, it's so pleasurable to use the toxic-free products.
I agree.
I
think you can tell. I'm a little bit of an advocate for this. I think you know my feelings on that. You're so right.
Yeah. Yeah, it feels better on my skin. Essential oils smell wonderful. Mm-hmm. It's just like there's a real world. There's this real world of nature, and then there's the artificial world of industrial products. And it feels artificial to me. And real natural stuff, I mean, as you said before, our bodies are from nature. Nature gives us everything that we need in order to be healthy. And I think we should just stick with that.
Right. I call it the light going on moment. When people one day say, oh, okay, so there's an alternative to just going to my favorite brand at the supermarket. You know, there's kind of a con game going on. It's called greenwashing, and a lot of the companies are getting involved with putting lavender in big letters at the top of your shampoo bottle. And most people, when they're shopping, they see their favorite brand. Oh, good, they're going green. I hear green is good. And so they grab that bottle, and they never read all the way down to the bottom where all the harmful chemicals are. So, again, come to the site, learn what to look for, learn to look out for, and just try All Natural Beauty. They're made fresh when you order them. They're shipped to you, you know, straight away, and you use them up. You don't need 20 jars sitting on your counter. Just use one at a time. You know, just adjust what you're doing slowly. Work those toxic products out. Work natural beauty products in. It's simple. It's really easy.
It is very simple.
Yeah, I agree. So come to my site, and you'll find all the goodies. There's glossaries. We have experts that you can ask questions of. We have Jeannie Rose, who is the grand dame of aromatherapy. She has over 30 books out on this subject. She's a pioneer in this field.
I remember her from many, many, many years ago. She was one of the first books I read when I started doing my work. Yeah.
Me too. I read Kitchen Cosmetics. It changed my world.
Yes, that was the book that I had.
Yeah, you too. And she still teaches to this day. She's out there traveling the country teaching certification on aromatherapy and natural perfumery. You can go to her house. She has classes that she holds in San Francisco. She is such a valuable resource, and everybody should know who she is. I adore her.
I agree.
I've gotten to know her very well, and she is just wonderful. So I'm so proud to offer her services on the site. We have 11 experts on the site. that are there to take your questions. And just email us at questions@anbportal.com, and I'll make sure it gets to one of our experts. I'll mail you back with the answer, and we'll post it for everybody to learn from. So we have the questions and answers. We have your recipes there. I do product spotlights, book spotlights. We have personality spotlights on almost all the manufacturers there. So, you know, it's nice to meet somebody before you buy from them, you know, like when you go to the trade show and you meet somebody, you go, wow, I like you. I want to try your products.
Yes.
That's how you feel after you read these spotlights. You'll see. They're just people. They're regular people that are doing things for the right reasons. And with the mall, we have three different columns, monthly columns. We have beautiful living, inspired living, and eco-living. So you can read new articles all the time. There's monthly newsletters from both of the sites. And we're on Facebook. So come and see us there. Sounds like an advertisement, I know.
But it's okay. It's okay because I want people to know how much information you've put together here.
Thank you.
It's just amazing. It's amazing.
I'm
very much a generalist because I've always taken the viewpoint that all consumers need to do basic things. Like everybody needs to clean their house and everybody needs to take care of their body and things like that. And and so I wanted to bring together all the information from different places, but you're a specialist in your field, and we need specialists. We need specialists and generalists. And I can say that, you know, it's like if I had decided to focus on the world of beauty, I would put together something very much like your website. And it's just a delight for me to go there and see everything that you've collected.
Thank you. I appreciate that.
Yeah.
So thank you for
we getting have a few minutes. We have a few minutes left. Is there anything that we haven't covered that you'd like to talk about?
Well, I just think that people need to use your money as your voice in all things, in household products, in food. But in beauty products, it's something that a lot of people don't think about. They just reach for that same brand over and over. They like that certain shade of lipstick or they like that certain shampoo. And I just, you know, I want to recommend going out of your comfort zone and trying something new. And that's why I have product spotlights. Read my opinion of it. Go to Facebook at facebook.com All Natural Beauty Fun. And ask everyone, you know, what have you tried? What do you like? And they're all raving about the products. So you'll learn a lot there, too, about what our friends think there. And just try them. I really want you to try them and be healthy.
I really agree. I want to go back to something that you said earlier about big manufacturers thinking that green is the thing. Well, it is the thing. A lot of people are interested in it. And so they put lavender on the label or whatever. Mm-hmm. And I remember I did a consultation with a major beauty products manufacturer some years ago, maybe 5 or 6 years ago now, where what they were realizing that green was coming up. And so they wanted to serve their customers who were interested in green products. So what they did was that they changed from artificial flavor to natural flavor. And they now thought that their product was green. And the reason that was as far as they went was because they didn't want to lose their customers. They wanted people to, you know, they had a brand identity and they wanted people to, you know, feel like they were being green, but that was, you know. So, but they ended up losing their customers anyway if they were, if their customers were interested in something natural. They're still not providing that. And I think that that's why, or at least one of the reasons why, people often ask me, why do they put in, like, one organic ingredient and then the rest of it is horrible. And I think that's why. I think that they just want to say, well, this is organic. This is now organic. But it's not the same. I want people to understand that there's a big difference between industrial manufactured product with one or two organic ingredients in it, and something that is through and through thought out from the beginning to be natural and has 100% natural and organic ingredients.
It's and completely different.
It's a different mindset. It's completely different. And that's what I think Sharon and I would like you to do, listening audience, is jump out of the industrial mindset and see that, that nature is here. And that you can do things with all these natural ingredients, whether you do them yourself or you buy it from somebody who's already putting it together for you. These ingredients are amazing and healing. And
these aren't your grandmother's products.
These
are sophisticated products. These are just as good as the ones on the shelves, except they're better.
They're
in all ways. If you look at them, you would not know that they're not found in a high-end department store. But when you use them, you know the difference.
I can tell you that because I have used these products, these types of products, and they do, they are very different. Well, Sharon, we're almost to the end of our time now, so thank you so much for being with me today. I really enjoyed this, and I hope everybody listening goes to your website because there's a lot there for everybody to learn, and I know that I'll be back.
Thank you so much, Deborah. It's been a pleasure.
Thank you. You're listening to Toxic Free Talk Radio. I'm Deborah Lindad, and we'll see you tomorrow.